You're thinking way too small, is what God tells his servant today in our first reading. He says, it is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the survivors of Israel. I read that and I'm like, what do you mean too little? Like, that's such a monumental task for him to do, to restore the divisions of Israel, the northern Israel, Judea, that he's to bring back, unite all of Israel. And yet the Lord says to his servant, it's too small. You're thinking too little. It's too insignificant. So God's servant here is falling into the trap of just thinking too small. God's plan is so much bigger than what the servant is thinking here. And that's always the case. God's impact, the impact that God wants his servant to make, is far greater. He says, not just uniting the tribes of Jacob and restoring the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to all nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. His servant just needs to be reminded. Just a couple verses earlier, he's struggling. He's in a spot. He says, I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly. I spent all my strength. And so that could be years that this servant was struggling with this, in a spot thinking that he's just toiling in vain, that he's got nothing to show for it, maybe feeling useless. And so it's easy to get in this tunnel vision, I think, for all of us, to get in this tunnel vision of thinking too small, a tunnel vision like the servant here, where the dreams maybe get diminished over times. Hopes that I once had for my life, dreams that I once had, them to be maybe because of discouragement or things maybe initially not going as I had once planned. The Lord says, stop. You're thinking too small. You're thinking too small of the impact that I want you to have. You're ultimately thinking too small of who I am, who has a far bigger plan than you could ever dare to imagine. So the chances are, there's a good chance that you and I, even right now, are thinking too small. We're thinking too small who God is. We're thinking too small of the impact that he wants us to make in the world. Like, I thought way too small of me here at Our Lady of Mercy. I'm trying not to think as small of me going to St. Mary's in Mokena. I'm looking out here right now and I'm seeing somebody who's engaged. Just probably joyous, beautiful expectations for their married life. It's probably even too small of the blessing and what God wants for their marriage. For retirement. Father Don's 2 more years here at Our Lady of Mercy. He's probably thinking too small. He's got dreams for his retirement. The Lord's probably saying, you're thinking too small for your retirement. You have no idea what I have in store for you, what I want for you. Not necessarily of doing things, but even of being. That's why he says, too little, goes on here, too little to be my servant. Meaning, what's he ultimately want? He wants union with him. He wants intimacy, a deeper union, deeper intimacy with him. And maybe on the day that we celebrate the nativity of John the Baptist, to think, you know, parents with kids, with children, I think oftentimes, again, that tunnel vision of thinking too small. Imagine Elizabeth and Zechariah. Let's not forget that they were barren. Elizabeth conceived in her old age. Maybe years and decades of being discouraged, years and decades of maybe even despairing, not having a clue what God's plan was, to bring forth in her womb and in the context of their family, John the Baptist. It's another just awesome thing to look at with regards to parents, is the formation of their child. Again, for our vocation is our path to holiness. And I think at times parents, in the midst of raising children, can get bogged down and lose the fact that it is through me being spouse, it is through me raising children, through me changing diapers, that is my path to holiness. That is my path, enduring at times disobedient children and taming them. That's my path to holiness. And the impact on the world that a parent can have, it's not just the family, the domestic church, which that's so beautiful. You could just stop right there and think of that. But look at the impact Elizabeth and Zechariah had, and the intention that they had of forming John the Baptist from his birth onward. John the Baptist was the precursor to Christ. Chances are you and I are thinking too small this morning. God's plan for your life and my life is far, far, far greater than we could ever dare to imagine.